Some Connecticut lawmakers are concerned that the state's largest electric utility company, Eversource, wants customers to cover costs related to its response to Tropical Storm Isaias. WSHU's Abamudama reports.
State Representative David Arconte is co-chair of the Energy and Technology Committee. He says Eversource's slow response to the storm last August left hundreds of thousands of its customers in the dark for more than a week.
I think they botched quite a few things. So I don't think, you know, it's a sure bet that they're going to get cost recovery for that response.
Eversource CEO James Judge said last week that the company expects to recoup about $228 million it spent on restoring power in Connecticut by charging ratepayers. Those charges would have to be approved by the state's Public Utilities Regulatory Authority. Last year, lawmakers passed a bill that requires electric utilities to pay customers up to $250 for spoiled food and medication if an outage lasts longer than 4 days. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.